Alex, what did I tell you about feeding Rover at the table? Macy's tone was stern, but not overly so. She believed in discipline and ran a tight ship as a single mother, but was never too hard on her daughter Alexandra, who was her only child. In the dining room, attached to the kitchen of their small two-bedroom house, Alex, a precocious 8-year-old with her mother's striking blue eyes and sandy blonde hair, and her father's charming manner, gave her mother her best puppy dog eyes, a tactic which usually got her out of trouble pretty fast. Next to the table, Rover, a playful and clumsy Rottweiler whose hulking appearance was a direct contrast to his gentle manner, was waiting eagerly for another sausage after Alex had just fed him one from her dinner plate. Outside, thunder rumbled ominously and rain was bucketing down, but the small family was warm and safe inside their little house.
"He looked hungry, Mom," Alex said, batting her eyelids at her mother. "And he's my best friend. How can I let my best friend go hungry when I've got so much food on my plate?"
Macy, a tall, athletically built woman in her mid-30s, with an attractive, if not conventionally pretty face, couldn't help but smile, even though her daughter was disobeying her. Alex loved animals and particularly loved Rover. The bond was mutual, and even though there was no man in the house, Macy knew that Rover would die before letting anyone harm a single hair on Alex's head. And if Rover failed to protect the child, Macy had her police issue 45, which she kept nearby at all times. "Rover's got his own food, sweetie," Macy said, brushing a long lock of red hair out of her face with her forearm as she took the roast potatoes out of the oven. "I told you, if you feed him at the table, you're creating a bad habit for him. He has his own food and his own place to eat, and that place isn't the dining table, okay? Please, sweetie, no more feeding Rover at the table. I promise he's not hungry. He's got more than enough food. He's just being greedy." Alex chewed on her lower lip, as she often did when feeling guilty, and stared sullenly at the red and white checkered tablecloth as she pushed her peas listlessly around with her fork. "Okay, Mom," she murmured. "I'm sorry, I won't do it again." "Don't worry, Alex, I'm not mad," Macy said, smiling. "I know you're just doing it because you love him and..." She was cut off mid-sentence by a sharp rapping on the door. She set down the tray of roast potatoes, took off her oven mitts and walked over to the door, wondering who would be knocking on her door at this hour. She doubted it was Fred, her violent, alcoholic ex-husband, because when he came around, always uninvited, despite the restraining order, it was usually in the early hours of the morning, bashing on the door and roaring incoherent abuse. She and Alex had moved house 3 times since the divorce 2 years ago. But regardless of where they went, Fred always managed to track them down.